انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomis Simmery on 90s FM. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlists by introducing you to a unique, famous underground rock, metal, and alternative music, plus knowing about the band's history and some stories and meanings behind the discographies. Moreover, you will catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. In today's episode, this episode is pretty different in heavy... But in a heavy way, we'll talk about an American band that was formed in 2013 by four members, from Oldham County, Kentucky, and they had a one-time lineup change. And this band have been credited as one of the forerunners of the first wave metalcore revival scene of the late 2010s. Until in 2023, they became well-known. Playing festivals after releasing one of the strongest and darkest EP in 2021, and you'll know about it in today's episode. The musical styles are hardcore punk, beatdown hardcore mixed with elements of death metal and metalcore. Moreover, the musical influences are from Slayer, Entombed, and Disembodied. Let's take a break with a seventh and a third track from their debut album. Stay tuned for more, and we'll be back.
I feel like I'm dying.
We're back to Heal Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Billy Nomade to featured Brandon Murphy of Canadian melodic the hardcore band Counterparts and super group band End by Knock Loose, a seventh track, and Counting Worms, a third track from their debut album Left Tracks. The title and the lyrics are a playoff of the song All My Friends from their first EP, Pop Culture. There's a fun fact, this song became a well-known due to before the breakdown, as the Knock Loose is well-known due to the Knock Loose is well-known due to multiple call-outs like Akudama by Awfuls. Knock Loose's current lineup consists of vocalist Brian Garris, lead guitarist and backing vocals Isaac Hale, a rhythm guitarist and backing vocals Nico Calderon, bassist Kevin Otten, and drummer Kevin Buxton Kane. Most album's lyrical content touches the themes of vocalist Brian Garris' experiences with mental health and self-reflection. Let's get into the brief history. From 2011 to 2013, school friends Brian Garris, Isaac Hale, Kevin Otten, and session drummer Jared Barron jammed together under the first name Speaker, although they thought it just a defeater rebuff. After that, they had Dylan Isaac Isaacs as a drummer under the second name Manipulator, which eventually renamed Knock Loose after a band in Ohio contacted them, letting them know they already had a name, Manipulator. Soon after, Knock Loose hit the road for nearly full year until on June 13th, 2014, they released their first EP titled Pop Culture on Little Heart Records. In 2015, their drummer Kevin Paxson Kane joined the band, and Knock Loose released a split EP, Split, with another band, Damaged Goods, on No Luck Records, and digitally via Little Heart on May 12th. Let's take a break, and we'll be back. Back with Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summery on 90s FM. This was And I Still Wander South, a 10th track from their second album, A Different Shade of Blue, which was released on August 23rd, 2019. The song is about wanting to move on or better yourself for whatever reason, but you keep going back to the same old thing. Explained vocalist by Brian Garrett. Whether that be depression or whatever you may be going through, you always wander back to the same mindset. Also, fun fact, this song became well known as well due to a cartoon SpongeBob video meme on social media. Let's continue. In 2016, in the spring, the Knuckles supported counterparts on their headlining tour. Gideon and Expire also joined up as a support. The band then embarked on a summer tour supporting the Acacia Strain on their 2016 Common Vision Tour. Oceano, Culture Killer, and To The Wind also joined up on the tour. Then in the fall, the band supported Stick To Your Guns on their Better Ash Than Dust tour. Straight From The Path and Expire joined up on the lineup as a support. At the same year, the band announced their first studio album, titled Left Tracks, would be released by Pure Noise Records, who had they signed to earlier that year. It was produced by Fit for an Autopsy and guitarist Will Putney in Belleville, New Jersey. After friend showed Knuckles' previous work to him, this album featured Brian Garrett's brother, Dallas Garrett, and the third track, The Rain, as guest vocals. This album gained positive reviews from 2016 to 2018. They toured and performed as a supporting act for bigger and smaller bands, headlined for the second time in the U.S. In 2019, Knuckles released their second album, Different Shade of Blue, on August 23rd. It was produced as well by Will Butney. This album featured the guest vocals Emma Boster from Dying Wish in the third track, Serpent's Touch, and Keith Buckley from X, Every Time I Die, and Many Eyes in the eighth track, Forget Your Name. Moreover, it was the last album to feature rhythm guitarist Nicole Crutchfield before his departure in 2020. It was replaced by Nicole Calderon. From 2019 to 2021, they toured in the U.S. as headliner twice and a supporting act. Let's take a break with us, one of the strongest and the darkest EP's tracks. We'll be back.
Let's go!
We're back to Heal Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Contorted in the Fail, a fourth track from their third EP, A Tear in the Fabric of Life, which marks as their strongest and darkest EP. Let's continue. When the world shut down during the COVID pandemic, Knock Loose, they rented a cabin deep in the woods of Tennessee to create a six-song concept EP. The story of a road trip gone wrong, a car accident, a passenger who passed away, the impact of survivor's guilt, until a reunion in death eventually. Musically, their narrative follows. The songs were written in order to speak to each other, accompanying a stop-motion animated short film directed by Swedish director Magnus Johnson, which I strongly recommend you to watch the short movie first and listen to the EP while reading the lyrics. The vocalist Brian Garris talked about the EP, saying, quote, "We started with the idea to tell a fictional story, but throughout the process, I found ways to incorporate real feelings of loss and mourning, as well as anger and self-doubt. I've always been a very personal writer, but this was originally a step away from that into something more artistic. But in the end, it was just as therapeutic as writing a regular Knock Loose record, and I think you will be able to hear it. A Tear in the Fabric of Life was released on October 13th, 2021. It was produced by Will Bitney as well. Their release, as well as the short film, not only gained them mostly positive reviews, they also gained the band's recognition as well. Okay, let's take a break with a recent release, and we'll be back.
I can't tell now. What's up, you're down, you're
back to Heal Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Deep in the Willow, a first track from Up on Lost Singles, which was released on June 14th, 2023. This call out to Knock Loose MF became so well known, which gained a popularity to the band. Let's continue. In 2022, vocalist Brian Garris featured as guest vocals in Slaughterhouse, a first track from Motionless in White's sixth album, Scoring at the End of the World. A year later, Knock Loose released a double single, Up on Lost Singles, consisting of the tracks Deep in the Willow and Everything is Quiet Now, with the tracks being produced by new collaborator Drew Falk. These singles gained another recognition to the band, which at same year, Knock Loose made waves at Coachella with the lineup of non-metal singers. And they've got a couple more major music festival appearances coming up, Ponaro and Lollapalooza, where Garris performed with the band 30 Seconds to Mars. They also opened the Motionless in White's tour, which hit New York City on October 28th, and Hammerstein Ballroom. Well, unfortunately, that's all I have. But we'll end with a second track. We'll end our episode, with a second track, Everything's Quiet Now, from Up on Lost Singles. Send your message and your support on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram page. I really hope you're enjoying this episode. You rock and hail your voice. Have a great Thursday night. Salam.
I was fascinated by death again! Upon